chimpanzee?
I sure did. We're going to bring him back alive, all right.
When we get to San Diego, are we going right to the zoo and pick up the chimp?
Gee, I don't know, son. The chimpanzee is Mr. Wilson's department.
When are we going to leave?
Alice!
Soon, dear.
Golly, women take forever to pack.
Well, your mother's not as bad as most. At least she doesn't take along so much stuff that she has to put some of it in my suitcase.
Henry,
do you have room for these in your bag?
Isn't room in there for what's in there. Eloise, why do you take along so much stuff? It's only 2 days there and 2 days back.
Have you room in your bag?
Well, of course I have.
Good.
I don't take along half of my wardrobe just to go on a... I don't remember putting that in there.
I didn't want that to get crushed.
Oh.
Oh, John, that's no way to pack. It'll get all mussed.
Eloise, did I tell you the real reason the city council selected me to go to San Diego to pick up the chimpanzee?
Because they couldn't get anybody else?
That is a snide remark.
No, it isn't, dear. It's a snide question.
I was the only one who took it seriously. For the last 3 months during my spare time, I have been studying zoo management and animal care.
Well, good for you.
So naturally, when the San Diego Zoo decided to give us a valuable chimpanzee for our zoo, I was the man.
Wait. Wait. Now, I think my bag will close, John.
Mine won't.
I wonder what's taking Dennis and Mr. Wilson so long.
You've never seen my husband close up a house, have you?
Well, what's there to do? Just lock up the doors and windows.
Oh, not John. He does it scientifically.
Our water faucet turned off.
Check.
Cool water faucet turned off.
Check.
Garbage disposal off.
Check.
Kitchen light off.
Check.
Boy, this is just like Cape Canaveral before blast off.
It's the only way to close up a house, my boy. This way, nothing is left to chance. Tell them we're on our way.
Check. Yeah. We're coming!
Sorry, but as I was telling Dennis, there's only one way to close up a house.
John, now that we're all ready, can we go?
Oh, certainly, certainly.
What's the matter?
I forgot my car key. I remember. The key case is on the desk. I'll only be a moment. Eloise.
Yes, dear?
My house key is in the key case with the car key.
Oh, John. And I left mine inside.
Now, why did you do that?
Oh, dear, you were complaining that I was taking along too much.
Just a little more. Henry, I think it'll come up.
Hi, Mr. Wilson. Here's your keys.
Dennis, how did you get in the house?
You forgot to lock the back door.
Thank you very much. Oh, how do you do, sir?
How do you do? You have reservations for the Henry Mitchells and the John Wilsons?
I believe so. Let's see here. Oh, yes. Yes, I have two very nice rooms for you. Number 9 and number 10.
Thank you.
Hey, Dad, they got a great big swimming pool. pool here.
Yes, we take great...
Bless you.
Oh, somebody has an animal in here.
You mean Herman?
Dennis, why did you bring that guinea pig with you?
Dad, there was nobody to feed him, and I couldn't leave him behind to starve.
Out! Out! Out!
Yes, sir.
We have a very strict rule in here. No animals are allowed in this motel.
Well, he's just a little guinea pig.
I'm sorry. It's not that I don't like animals. It's just that I am allergic to them.
Have you tried?
I have tried everything. I've been to every doctor in San Diego, and nothing helps.
Well, Dennis will keep him in the car.
Well, I would appreciate... I'd appreciate... Thank you.
Here we are.
Well, we appreciate your arranging this, Mr. Gordon. I know how busy it must keep you running a magnificent zoological display like this.
Well, I'm very happy to do it for a fellow zoo director.
Oh, I'm not exactly a director.
Well, first of all, I'd like you to see the zoo. We'll have one of our guides show you around.
Splendid, splendid. Then we can come back here later and pick up our pan troglodytes.
I thought they were going to give us a chimpanzee.
That's the scientific name for it, Dennis. Right, Mr. Gordon?
Well, we call him Bobo. Will you step right this way, please?
Oh, okay. See you later.
Wow! Look at the size of those bears!
Magnificent examples of Ursus horribilis.
Oh, I beg your pardon, sir, but those are Ursus minnendorfer.
Young man, according to Sir James Ellsworth's book...
John.
Well, he's trying to tell me that they're Kodiaks, and I say they're grizzlies.
They're Kodiaks, Mr. Wilson.
Dennis, I happen to have read the book.
That's what it says on the sign.
Yeah, so it does.
Now, John, don't you think you ought to apologize?
Why? For having poor eyesight?
Dennis, would you like to feed the bears?
Boy, would I? What do you feed them?
Bread, and we always carry some.
He's good. Mr. Wilson?
Yeah, no, thanks. I'm not hungry.
Hey, he's good, too.
He probably used to be with the Chicago Bears.
Oh, Henry.
Boy, they sure have got long legs.
Oh, all storks have long legs.
Excuse me, sir, but... He's a flamingo.
All flamingos have long legs.
Just look at that.
Aren't they sweet? And you complain when I wash your ears with a washcloth.
That was neat.
Reminds me of
Sergeant Mooney on duty.
No, I was thinking it looks more like Henry after Sunday dinner.
Who, me?
Bears,
Ursus-bitten daughter.
Flamingos.
Phonicopterus ruba.
Lions.
Panthera leo.
Tigers.
Panthera tigris.
Now how about our visiting the Elephas Maximus, or as we sometimes call them, elephants.
It sounds great, but first I think Dennis had better visit the Rumus Restorius.
Mr. Wilson, on behalf of the San Diego Zoo, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to present you with Bobo. I'm sure he's going to be a very attractive addition to your new zoo.
Boy, sure like you, Mr. Wilson.
Yes. Excuse me, just a minute. On behalf of our... that was my speech.
You know, I think I'm going to like Bobo.
On behalf of our town council, I would like to express our appreciation. Just a young chimpanzee.
Oh, a chimpanzee. You are not thinking of taking him into your room?
Oh, no. He'll stay out here in the cage.
See that he does. Guinea pigs. Chimpanzee.
John, I think you should have shipped Bobo home by express like the committee suggested.
At a cost of $75? Besides, it's my civic duty to personally see that he gets home safe and sound.
Well, will he be all right out here?
Well, he sleeps in a cage in the zoo, doesn't he? All right, Bobo. Lie down. Go to sleep.
Gee, he did just what you told him.
Well, it's tone of voice. He knows now that I am his master.
I think I'll go lie down too, master.
Good idea. Let's all have a nap before dinner. Bobo, stop that, Bobo, stop it.
Not you, Mr. Wilson. He doesn't want you to leave him.
Well, that's all very flattering, but he'll just have to get along without me. Bobo, please be quiet, Bobo. Oh, look, you run along and I'll stay out here and get him quieted down. Yeah, Bobo, please, Bobo.
Still here, Mr. Wilson?
No, I'm at the restaurant enjoying a nice warm dinner.
Brought you a hamburger.
Oh, thank you.
We waited for you as long as we could, dear, but the dining room closes at 9.
Won't settle down, eh, John?
Oh, let him yowl.
I've got an idea, John. Why don't we put Bobo in the car? Maybe he'll quiet down.
That's okay. I'll take Herman out of the car and put him in the cage.
Well, Bobo seems very happy in there.
That was a very good suggestion, dear.
Yeah, well, let's all turn in and get a good night's sleep. Bobo, Bobo, stop it. You'll wake the whole neighborhood.
Noise, you're disturbing the other guests.
I have a feeling we're going to be asked to leave.
Bobo, be a good boy. Lie down and go to sleep.
How about telling him a bedtime story?
Eloise, don't be ridiculous. And the papa chimp said, somebody's been eating my bananas. And the mother chimp said, somebody's been eating my bananas. And the baby chimp said, oh, you're miserable. Rock-a-bye, Bobo, on the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. I'm going to put you to bed so you will sleep.
Mr. Wilson!
Hey, Mr. It's all right. It's all right. Yes, Bobo, Daddy's still here.
Wilson, I'm warning you.
Oh, it won't happen again, Mr. Wiggins. You'd better get to bed. I think this is going to be a long night.
Mr. Wilson, why don't you take Bobo in the room with you?
What about old Radar Nose?
You know something, Mr. Wilson? I think I know how we can fool it. Okay, Mr. Wilson. The coast is clear.
Good.
I put the blanket over the cage so Mr. Wiggins would think Bobo's still there.
Fine. Lead the way. Your air conditioning ought to work fine now.
Holy smoke!
Good night. Dennis, hide! Mr. Wilson?
Oh, good night, Mr. Wiggins. Just putting little Dennis to bed. Oh.
Yes. Want to wake him up? I put the extra cot in that room for little Dennis.
Oh, yes.
John, what in the world?
Yeah! That's funny. I've never been allergic to children. Is anything wrong?
No, everything's all right. We're just watching TV.
Well, turn it down, please.
He's wearing Dennis's clothes.
It was my idea, Mom, so Mr. Wilson could bring Bobo in the room and get some sleep.
Bobo's not sleeping in here.
Well, I'll take him to our room. Bobo, put that down. Come on, baby.
Wilson, get that gorilla out of here.
You want me to sleep in the car?
All right, then I'll sleep in the car.
Oh, Eloise.
Mr. Wilson? Mr. Wilson!
Manager! Eloise, get in the bed. Get in the bed. Don't argue. Get in the car.
Mr. Wilson? Mr. Wilson?
Yes?
Mr. Wilson, if you must argue, would you mind doing it in the daytime or at some other motel?
I'm very...
Sorry.
Bless you. You can come out now, Eloise. Eloise, you can come.
John,
it's locked. I can't get out. Just
take it
easy. I'll get you out. Calm down. I'll get some help. Henry, are you awake?
Yes? What's the matter? Eloise is locked in the closet. Come and give me a hand.
What is it?
Well, I don't know. It sounded like you said Eloise is locked in the closet.
Well, how did she get in there?
John, what are you trying
Henry,
to do?
Henry, come here. Help me.
John? Who are you talking to?
Alice and Henry.
Alice?
Don't worry, Eloise.
You look after Bobo. There, on the bed.
Yes.
All right, Henry, let's heave. Once more, all right, we're back.
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm all right. Are you the manager?
Mr. Wilson, what about Bobo?
Get him into the bathroom quick. Go along with him. Yes, right here. Yeah, don't act so bad.
Mr. Wilson, what is going on in here?
My wife is locked in the closet. That is what's going on in here.
I thought she was sleeping.
How can she in this noisy motel?
It wasn't noisy until you came.
Will you two stop arguing and get Eloise out of the closet?
Do you have a key for that door?
Yes, right here.
Thank you. Oh.
There, that's open, Miss Wilson. Now you just push from the inside.
Oh, Eloise.
Are you all right, Mrs. Wilson?
I will be as soon as my eyes get used to the light.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Eloise, but I was concerned about the chimp.
What? The chimp? Do you have that chimp in here?
Well, of course not.
Aha!
Don't you dare go in there.
Oh, no.
What happened? Why, there's no chimp in there.
Well, of course not. Now, would you mind getting out of my room?
Yes, I'm very sorry.
Out.
Out. What happened to Bobo?
I don't know. I put him in. Oh, jeepers, the window's open.
He's gone. I wonder where he is.
Well, let's start looking.
I'm coming. No vacancies. Can't people read the sign? I'm coming, but we got no vacancies. Stop ringing that bell.
Mr. Wiggins, we're so sorry.
Wait, don't you notice anything?
Mr. Wiggins, you're not sneezing.
That's right. I must be cured. I don't know how it happened, but I'm not allergic to animals anymore.
I guess Bobo scared you out of it.
It might have been psychosomatic.
Well, I don't care. I'm cured. Oh, isn't he cute? I don't know how to thank you folks. Yes, I do, too. Your stay is on the motel.
Oh, now, you really don't have to do that.
Eloise. I'll just take Bobo.
Oh, must you?
Why don't you leave him with Mr. Wiggin?
Yes, he can sleep in my room.
All right. Well, let's turn in. Good night.
Good night.
Good night,
Mr.
Wiggins.
Good night, Bobo.
That was a break. I thought for sure we'd have to back up and leave.
Hey, Dad, it looks like Bobo's going to have to sleep with Mr. Wilson after all.
Oh, no.
Yes!
Or we can't stay.
We heard Mr. Wiggins got his allergy back.
Oh, that wasn't Mr. Wiggins sneezing. It was Bobo.
Bobo?
Yeah, he's allergic to Mr. Wiggins.
Yes!
Has been a Screen Gems film production.